Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Every year, the Sunday after Easter gives us the same gospel text. And it's actually not by accident, it's on purpose. It's because oftentimes the joy of the empty tomb that we celebrated last week often fades faster than we'd like to admit. The lilies started to wilt. The music seems to maybe be a little bit quieter in our ears. The alleluias echo faintly. And into that holy hush comes a story of a man with questions. A man who wasn't in the room when the risen Jesus first appeared to them. A man whose name we've tagged with the title Doubting Thomas. But as one of my theology professors in my undergrad years, Reverend Dr. Robert Holst, once said, Doubting Thomas is not maybe the best name for the man. I like to call him Honest Thomas, because he says what the rest of us were thinking. And he's right. Thomas just spoke the words out loud, what others were thinking and feeling, those who had not seen the risen Christ. Yes, there were some in the room. They had seen Jesus. They had heard his voice. They had seen his wounds. They had received his peace, but not Thomas. Thomas wasn't there. So he says what you might say and what I have said, what every heart has whispered in the dark at some time and in some place in this journey, unless I see, unless I touch, unless I know for sure, I'm not going to believe. And that's not just ancient doubt. That's our doubt. That's your doubt. Yeah, you believe in Jesus. Of course you do. If not, you probably wouldn't be here this morning. But I guess there are times you also wonder. You carry around questions that haven't found good answers. You pray for prayers that feel like they just bounce off the ceiling. You look around at the pain in the world and your own story and you ask, where is he? Why doesn't he show up? I need him to be here right now. So let me ask, what are those doubts that are lingering in your ears this morning? Am I really forgiven? Did Easter really change everything? Can I trust the Lord with pieces of my life that still feel shattered? Is he actually with me, or am I really alone in all of this? Why did this diagnosis come to me? Or countless other doubts that fill your mind? You might not say it like Thomas, but I know you felt it. And here's the good news, friends. Jesus shows up for doubters like you. He walks through locked doors and stands in the middle of your mess, and he says, peace be with you. He doesn't wait for you to find him. He comes to find you. It's amazing in the story that Jesus doesn't shame Thomas for his doubt. He doesn't correct him with theological charts or proof texts. He doesn't roll his eyes and say, really, Thomas, after all we've been through? No, he stands in his presence and he holds out his hands and he shows them scars for the skeptical. He says, touch them, see, believe. Because this is the kind of Savior that Jesus is, the kind who doesn't hide his wounds or mince his words, the one who knows your questions more than answers and that they need presence. Your questions and your doubts need a God with nail marks in his hands. And make no mistake, Thomas is not weak. He's not the worst of disciples. He's simply the one whose grief had made faith feel impossible. He needed more than a rumor. And I guess at times, so do you. And that's exactly what Jesus gives. He gives more. He gives himself. You see, the world tells you to overcome your doubts by trying harder, believing stronger, pretending better. But Jesus doesn't tell Thomas to climb some mountain of spiritual achievement. He doesn't say, come back when your faith is better. He just says, touch me. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. And he's still here. He still shows up for doubters like you. He comes in water that ran down your forehead, claiming you as his own when you were possibly even too small to even say his name. He comes in bread that's placed in your open hands and wine that brushes your lips, his body and his blood shed for you for your forgiveness. He comes in the voice of a pastor speaking words that don't just remind you of grace, they give you grace. In these words, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And he comes in the whispered prayers of your brothers and sisters in Christ who carry your name to heaven when you're too tired to pray for yourself. He comes in hospital rooms and at gravesides where peace feels like a fairy tale, and he speaks again, I am here. Touch the scars. I am yours. And he comes into this room, to this group of people, week after week, not as an idea, not as a memory, but as presence, as a tangible reality, not hidden behind the clouds, but hidden in bread, hidden in wine, hidden in words, hidden in water, hidden and close, hidden in you, hidden in me, but still just as real as the risen Lord came to Thomas. And that's not just a comforting idea, my friends. That's a reality. That's faith born out of sight, born not out of sight, but out of promise. And when Thomas sees him, he doesn't just nod in relief. Whew! No. What does he do? He erupts in a declaration of faith and belief. He says, my Lord and my God. Not the Lord, not our God, my Lord and my God. That's not just faith restored. That's a heart that is overwhelmed by mercy and grace. And blessed are you. Yes, you, my friends, who have not seen and yet believe. One of the strongest promises in all of Scripture. Blessed are you, my friends, who have not seen and yet believe. You haven't touched the wounds per se, but you've been marked by grace. You didn't stand in the upper room, but you've stood at the font. You've knelt at the rail, his body in your hands. You've heard his voice through the word. You received his peace even through your own tears. And one day your faith will be sight. Your doubts will be undone. Your questions will fall silent in the light of the Lamb. And until then, that Lamb walks through every locked door of your life to meet you, locked out by doubt or disbelief, locked by circumstance or sinful acts. And he comes not to scold, not to test, but to show you his scars and to speak to you the words that still carry resurrection power. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, for blessed are you who have not seen and yet believe. And now may this peace from Christ, the kind that meets you in your questions, that walks through locked doors, that shows you his scars and calls you blessed, which this world can't understand and death can't undo, guard your heart and your mind in the nail-marked hands of Jesus, your Savior, who comes for you. Amen.